This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And a very happy new year to many of our listeners who are about to celebrate New Year's and Yom Kippur during the High Holy Days. Our number, 877-726-8255. We'll be taking some of your phone calls. We also have some interesting stories queued up for you. A suggestion that maybe if you want to have a thin child, that maybe you should put an ice pack in your shorts. I kid you not, this study will blow your mind when I share it with you. But first, let's talk about some of the stories in this week's American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. There's some goodies. One is a study that looks at either a low-carbohydrate, high-protein diet or the use of omega-3 supplements or both together versus type 2 diabetes. And there's been a lot of buzz about low-carb diets. Low-carb diets kill you. Very misleading headlines. And so let's dispel some of that. In this study, they either gave people a low-carb diet, or they gave them fish oil, or they gave them a low-carb diet plus fish oil, and then they compared that to diabetics who were a control group. They weren't on the low-carb diet. And here's what they found. Both the low-carb diet and the fish oil alone, without any dietary change, improved markers of sugar metabolism, such as hemoglobin A1C and fasting glucose. But when they were used together as a 1-2 punch, a low-carbohydrate diet plus fish oil, the results were even better. And the suggestion here is that if you're going to follow that low-carb diet, take some fish oil along with it for your diabetes. And yet another study in this self-same American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Effects of low-carb versus low-fat diet in type 2 diabetes. And here's what they found. The low-fat diet was trumped, if you'll excuse the expression, by the low-carb diet in this study. And oh, by the way, you know, I looked at the details of the study, and this wasn't much of a low-carb diet. It was dietary carbohydrate restriction to a maximum of 40%. That's not really a very, very stringent low-carb diet. Imagine what the results would have been if they'd gone on a very low-carb diet, as we sometimes put our patients with type 2 diabetes. Our success with that approach is remarkable. And yes, we throw in some fish oil in this study about the benefits of breastfeeding. You know, breastfeeding controversial in terms of the benefits. Some people say it reduces allergies. Some people say that it improves the IQ of kids. Studies come and go supporting or disputing those contentions. But here's one. It says that breastfeeding for up to 12 months was associated with what's called decreased nutrition risk and healthier eating behaviors. So nutrition risk means either too much or too little due to disordered eating by kids later on at the age of 3 to 5. So if you breastfeed your kid up to 12 months, that's going to set them on the right path for healthy eating. And oh, by the way, there were no additional benefits for breastfeeding beyond 12 months. So you can hang up the breast pump. It can be challenging to maintain breastfeeding for more than 6 months or a year, but any breastfeeding to any degree is a real boon to your child's welfare. All right, 877-726-8255, and let's pause to talk about one of my favorite companies, Claire Labs. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. So this is a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula by Claire that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's Neurothera from Claire Labs. Neurothera provides balanced neuronutrition. What a cool word. Feed your head. Neuronutrition. Used daily, Neurothera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. Neurothera does it all and provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in Neurothera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. And for more information on that and to purchase Neurothera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for Neurothera. Okay, so this item that I promised to tell you about has to do with something that has been observed, which is that kids conceived in winter tend to be thinner than kids conceived in summer. So that's kind of weird. What's up with that? Well, there's this big article, and bear with me, because it's complicated. But it's in the journal Nature, which is a top, top journal. And what they say here is that cold programming of the sperm, so if it's cold when you conceive, it affects the sperm, and it changes the quality of the sperm to enhance something called BAT. BAT is brown adipose tissue in the offspring. And this is a very, very remarkable finding, is that if you chill the sperm undergo a transformation that carries over to the offspring, and they build more fat-burning fat. That's the good kind of fat. There's both good and bad fat. It's the fat that's the depot fat that is kind of like the camel's hump. It's what you need to stave off starvation, and it gives women curves. That's white adipose tissue. But brown adipose tissue is different. It's metabolically active fat, and cold seems to stimulate it. So another thing you could do is expose yourself to the cold. Get out there. Walk in the cold. Keep your rooms cold in the winter. Put on a sweater. But don't heat your room up to 75 degrees, because you're defeating the purpose of building BAT fat, brown adipose tissue. But so what do you do if you're trying to make a baby in August? Imagine a device that is designed to cool the sperm before intercourse to kick in this programming that will cause the baby to be thinner. This is wild stuff. But you can imagine put an ice pack in your shorts before trying to conceive as a means of ensuring that your kid is slim. That's a very, very fascinating study. I never heard of this, but it's pretty amazing. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be taking some of your calls momentarily.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols, and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're taking your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we've got Jerry on the line from New York. How are you?
Oh, hello, Dr. Hoffman.
Yep.
Hi. I listened to your podcast with Susie Cohen about thyroid health.
Yes.
And one of the things that she had mentioned was something called ashwagandha. I'm not really sure how to pronounce
ashwagandha.
It. Ashwagandha. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an herbal. It's an herb that's it's an adaptogen. It's used to support energy and stamina.
Okay. Would there be any contradictions taking ashwagandha to someone that has a heart arrhythmia or a higher PSA?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, you may say, well, gee, it's a stimulant, so maybe it would start my heart pitter-pattering, double espresso. But it doesn't work that way. It has a more subtle effect, and I don't see it creating a problem, nor does it have the likelihood of raising blood pressure either, as some things might. You know, licorice, for example, is an adrenal support thing, but that could be dangerous for somebody with high blood pressure because licorice, especially pure medicinal licorice, can create a problem. Not a problem. And then, would it affect the PSA? No, it should not affect the PSA because ashwagandha has no hormonal effect. But did you have are you a thyroid patient? Do you take thyroid medication?
No, I don't take any thyroid medication, but my doctor indicated, or the blood test indicated, that the thyroid stimulating hormone mm-hmm. is low.
Okay.
The lab test came back with it being low.
And you're not on thyroid?
Excuse me?
And you're not on thyroid?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, so what is he going to do about it? Because if it's very low, then they have to investigate the possibility that you may have hyperthyroidism as opposed to the more common problem, which is hypo, low thyroid. Usually TSH is used as an indicator of hypothyroidism. When it's too high, you may have low thyroid. And conversely, when it's very low, it might indicate that the thyroid is overactive. So do you have palpitations, atrial fibrillation, anything like that?
Yeah, I get a little bit of, I guess you'd call it palpitation.
Well, so then that should be investigated because maybe you need to see an endocrinologist, because a common cause of arrhythmias, especially in older individuals, is a hidden hyperthyroid problem. So maybe they can do the proper test to see if indeed your thyroid is in overdrive, which stimulates your heart to the degree that you skip beats. That's a possibility. So that's what your regular doctor wasn't worried about? He said, well, it's a little low, and then just, just left you with that?
Well, the doctor recommended going to another lab and
that's probably
doing
a good thing, yeah. Yeah.
Thing called a thyroid panel.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
In other words, you don't hang your hat simply on one test, and sometimes you do you repeat the test and you do some more elaborate tests, and then we can pinpoint this. So your doctor seems to be on the case. follow up with him to make sure that your thyroid isn't in overdrive, which could cause the arrhythmias. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Doctor.
My pleasure. This item, a couple of items actually, related to commonly used medications. Diclofenac, better known as Voltaren, is an old-fashioned NSAID, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, for treating pain and inflammation, like knee pain, and it's widely used across the world. But the problem is, it's got some major cardiovascular risks, as was evidenced by a new study, the study done in Denmark. They looked at a national registry of more than 6.3 million adults in Denmark, and what they discovered is that those who took Voltaren were at increased risk for major adverse cardiovascular events within just 30 days of taking it, compared with starting other traditional NSAIDs like ibuprofen or Motrin or naproxen. These too have cardiovascular risk. We know that all these medications tend to increase the risk for heart attacks and strokes, but Voltaren was particularly bad. Also, Voltaren, very high risk of upper GI bleeding. Voltaren will very easily put a hole in your stomach. So the suggestion here is, the researchers write, treatment of pain and inflammation with NSAIDs may be worthwhile for some patients to improve quality of life, despite the potential side effects, but considering its cardiovascular and gastrointestinal risks, there is little justification to start Voltaren before other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that have less of a potential to create heart problems and stomach bleeding. This item about, you've seen the ads for medications like, let's see, there's a new category of diabetes drug. Invokana, Farxiga. I think Farxiga is like with this guy who sort of annoyingly dances across the screen. I don't like that commercial. And then there's one called Jardiance. And it's a new category of diabetes medications. Well, there's a problem, as there usually is, and it's prompted the FDA to add a black box warning to the label for a condition called necrotizing fasciitis of the perineum, which sounds pretty unsavory. What it is, basically, it's a flesh-eating disorder that can eat away at your bottom, the area between your genitals in the front and your rectum in the back. Is called the perineum, and you can develop a flesh-eating disease of the perineum. It's rare, but it's devastating. The death rate is more than 20%. So if you're one of the unlucky few to develop this, and really there have only been a handful of cases, but it's prompted FDA to put a black box warning on the product. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number if you care to call us this hour. And we have another way that you can get through to us with questions. You can record a question by going to drhoffman.com. And on the homepage, using a PC or Mac, it's not yet mobile enabled. On the right side of the screen is a little box that you click, And when you click that, you can record a question, as did Harvey. Let's hear from Harvey.
I have a question on the vaccine issue. How do I explain in 3 or 4 pithy sentences the difference in the immune reaction the body goes through naturally and the immune reaction that is foisted on the body when you get a vaccination, and why that one works better than the other? 3 or 4 sentence reply would be really handy to have. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks, Harvey. And they say brevity is the soul of wit. And so I'll attempt to explain it as briefly and non-technically as possible. Is, you know, one of the knocks against vaccines is that they confer immunity, but it's an artificial immunity. It's an immunity that's conferred without you getting really sick. And they're designed to sort of slip under the radar and introduce your immune system to what is called an antigen, and the antigen then forms antibodies, or your immune system produces antibodies in response to the antigen. When you get sick, that's the way nature sort of intended it. Now, if we're talking about a devastating disease like Ebola, smallpox, the plague, well, you probably don't want to go through that natural immunization. But if you're talking about relatively usually benign diseases, I won't say they're always benign, but relatively benign diseases, perhaps it's better for the body to experience the infection and create a natural immunity. I'm thinking perhaps of the flu, although in some cases in weakened individuals, pregnant women, people who are very immunosuppressed, the flu can be quite devastating. But that's the difference, and that's the theoretical concern, is that we may, in getting sick, we may be designed to sort of go through a programming of sorts, being exposed to whatever's in our environment. And the cool thing about our immune systems is that it's very customized. It's customized to our circumstances. So if we grow up in Australia, and maybe this is in the era before globalization, there may be certain bugs. And if we grow up in Africa, there are certain bugs. And if we grow up in North America, is the proliferation of bad bacteria in your intestinal tract, which can sometimes cause infections. And that gets a lot of my diverticulitis patients out of trouble. I would say we can save about half of them from requiring surgery through just that diet alone. But it requires strict adherence to the diet. As long as people stick to the diet, they're fine. When they deviate, they often call up, complain, say, I'm worse. We ask what they've eaten. So that should explain the answer to your question. Thanks for your call. This item has to do with what are the ingredients for academic success? Well, good parenting, a good environment, encouragement, a culture, say some of the cultures of immigrants come to America, place a lot of emphasis on studying and learning. But it turns out that may not be the most important factor, according to research at the University of Texas, Austin. Genes are the key to academic success to a large extent. They say that around 2/3 of individual difference in school achievement can be explained by differences in children's DNA. But this is based on research that looks at twins. And what they found is that genetic factors explain about 70% of the consistency of academic performance of twins, even when separated at birth. There are multiple genes. It's not like one smart gene, but literally dozens, perhaps hundreds, that may factor into academic success. The twins' shared environment contributed about 25%. But when they were separated, of course, there was a little bit of a difference, but they tracked pretty consistently, even when separated at birth, in terms of academic performance. So, yes, indeed, there is such a thing as a smart child, and two things, two implications. One is that we should be able to identify these kids early on to encourage them with academic experiences that bring out their aptitudes, but also we should be able to do early intervention on kids who don't have those aptitudes to help with that 40% or so that's due to environment, and that can be rectified by an early intervention to enrich them and educate them. All right, this item has to do with one of my favorite supplements these days. It's colostrum. Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available, no matter what your age? Well, here's a nutritional supplement that I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminates harmful pathogens and fights infections, and cleanses and prevents the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. The LD stands for liposomal delivery. That's a delivery system that makes sure that the colostrum is absorbed and interacts with your immune system to boost your well-being. Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. It's got wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life, from infancy to old age. So if you want to order, just go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for colostrum LD. Okay, at this point, let's pause, allow some of our callers to get through to us. Our number, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number 877-726-8255. You could also email your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com, and that's a way to get your questions to us for our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is one of our most popular podcasts. We've had over 6 million downloads of our podcast. It's a great way to listen to radio, where you don't have to make an appointment. You just queue up a podcast and listen. So let's take a recorded question from Muhammad.
My best friend was diagnosed with Crohn's disease years ago, and she's undergone an ileostomy. She's had a bag for over 10 years now. I've done my best to help her with diet and supplements, and it's made a big difference in her life. Even though she suffers also from thalassemia and was frequently anemic in the past, she's been fine for many years. She's been taking a multi on a daily basis, omega-3, B-complex, vitamin K2. My question is mostly about the gut biome. Since she has no large intestine, what would be your recommendations in terms of diet for her? I've been trying to get CBD oil for her as well, but I just noticed that plus CBD oil doesn't ship to Canada. So in the meantime, I've bought her organic cold-pressed hemp oil in the hope that it would help her with some of the symptoms of inflammation that she has sometimes, and anxiety as well. As for the comment, as you and I are distant relatives, I thought that I would share with you a tidbit of information that Prophet Muhammad left us with when it comes to proper diet. The best way of eating was that of Prophet David, whom you know as King David, he used to eat one day and fast one day. And he told us, if that is too much for you, then fast a couple of days a week. Traditionally, Muslims, on top of Ramadan, have been fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. And he said, but if that is still too much for you, then your stomach should be a third water, a third food, and a third empty. Thank you very much again, and continued success.
Thank you, Muhammad, and thanks for that that message of brotherly love from a fellow inhabitant of the Fertile Crescent. You know, these religions all originated in that part of the world, and it's interesting that they have a lot in common when it comes to some of the traditional dietary recommendations. And so as to the situation with someone who's had a colostomy, they've had, right, in this case, an ileostomy, they take out the large intestine. And in ulcerative colitis, that's generally more successful than in Crohn's disease. I believe you said that your friend has Crohn's disease. Taking out the large intestine can virtually cure Crohn's disease, because that's where ulcerative colitis is located, in the large intestine. And in Crohn's disease, unfortunately, surgery is not a definitive answer. The disease may work its way upstream and continue to plague individuals. And I have several patients who've had ileostomies. They respond well to something called the Specific Carbohydrate Diet by Elaine Gotchel. You can get the book Breaking the Vicious Cycle, and there are actually many websites that support people who are on the Specific Carbohydrate Diet. It's excellent for people with Crohn's disease. One other consideration is when you have an ileostomy, and when you have Crohn's disease, they're often what are called strictures. They're narrowings. So there are certain foods that are permitted on the Specific Carbohydrate Diet, which you got to be careful about, because they tend to swell. They can cause obstructions. One of my patients reports that he absolutely can't eat any kind of mushrooms, because the mushrooms sort of absorb water and they act as kind of a sponge, and then they get stuck in the passageway, and sometimes that leads to a medical emergency. So that's what you would call a relatively low residue specific carbohydrate diet. Not a lot of fiber, not a lot of raw food, although that's permitted in some stages of the specific carbohydrate diet. CBD, interesting, because there are some studies that suggest that CBD, cannabidiol, is helpful for sufferers of Crohn's disease. And I've had many patients tell me that when they take CBD, their symptoms are relieved. And that's short of taking a marijuana-based medication, which contains THC. That's legal in some states. But CBD is available online. And actually, we're bringing aboard a very reputable CBD sponsor that you'll be hearing about, CB Sciences, in just a few weeks. It's called, the website is pluscbdoil.com. And I'm very happy to have them aboard, because I think CBD ranks among nutraceuticals as a real breakthrough, perhaps the breakthrough of the decade. And now that it's being made available, you know, we've gone through some legal hoops. I think it's really going to benefit a lot of people. It has stress-reducing effects, good for anxiety, good for insomnia, but also has anti-inflammatory effects in the gut. So maybe something that can help your friend. Thanks very much for your call. Really appreciate it. And this item, we talk about vitamin C for infections. And vitamin C indeed is helpful for the immune system. Intravenous vitamin C is a whole different thing. You can really amp up the levels of vitamin C. And I've used it in the past for patients with hepatitis, with mononucleosis, with cancer. But you really need the intravenous vitamin C to get it up to levels that are antiviral or anti-cancer. So what they found recently in a new study is that giving vitamin C injections to mice suffering from TB boosted the efficacy of the TB medication. And again, I'm not saying that vitamin C is a standalone, but I'm just saying these medications, they don't always work. There's a lot of antibiotic-resistant TB these days, and it's really becoming a scourge. Adding vitamin C to the anti-tuberculosis medications made a difference in terms of the outcome. So this is reported on by Dr. Alan Gaby, my good colleague. He says the available evidence supports the conclusion that most patients with TB should take a vitamin C supplement. Well, we know that low levels of vitamin C are very conducive to the worsening of tuberculosis. Also, low levels of vitamin D, which is one of the reasons why when kids got tuberculosis in the 1800s, they would ship them out on trains to the country. They knew that fresh air and sunshine was beneficial. Well, one of the reasons was you make more vitamin D in sunshine. And these kids from urban areas, many of whom did not see the light of day, they recovered with fresh air and sunshine. Well, that was about vitamin D, so vitamin D also can improve the outcome of people with tuberculosis. Say, hey, look, tuberculosis, I recognize, is a relatively rare disease. A lot of people saying, oh, you know, what impact does that have on me? I don't have TB, and I don't know anybody who does. Isn't that a disease for, you know, drug addicts and alcoholics and people in super poor countries? But what this illustrates is the potential benefits of vitamin C, not necessarily on its own, but as an adjunct to treatment with antibiotics, some of which are becoming less and less effective. All right, things that help bone density that you might not expect. There's a study that suggests that the Mediterranean diet, again, rich in olive oil, is linked to higher muscle mass bone density after menopause. Researchers looked at 103 healthy women from southern Brazil. A higher Mediterranean diet score, which means better adherence to the Mediterranean diet, consisting of olive oil and fish, whole grains, nuts, lots of fruits and vegetables, was significantly associated with higher bone mineral density measured at the lumbar spine. So that's interesting, but there's also some evidence that olive leaf extract itself is helpful for bone density. Research done in Spain suggests that taking olive leaf extract is a way to get the benefits of extra virgin olive oil and in a concentrated form to support bone density. These days I'm saying to women with osteoporosis, use plenty of extra virgin olive oil. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com is a source, or one of our sponsors. And also take olive leaf extract because it's rich in the polyphenols that support bone. And here's another one you might not expect. Japanese microbiologists proves probiotics' effect on bone density. And what they say here is that the research, there's a new study that says that probiotics may help bone health. It's from Sweden. However, Dr. Ohira, you heard that name, Dr. Ohira? Well, he recently died, but he did research way back 15 years ago, and published that research, The Influence of Lactic Acid Bacteria on Bone Structure, and it was published in the 2003 Journal of Applied Nutrition, showing a correlation between probiotics and increased bone density. So what's up with that? Well, probiotics help absorption. They may manufacture key substances within the gastrointestinal tract. They're actually factories sometimes for nutrients. And as a result, they may enhance bone density. So a couple of things you might not expect, olive leaf extract and probiotics for bone density. And this item about breakfast reminds us that breakfast, as we now know it, with breakfast cereal, is an anomaly because back in the 1800s or during colonial period, the typical morning meal in colonial America might have included lamb chops, tripe, clams, salmon, bacon, ham, kidney, or beef, served with potatoes, eggs, pancakes, or seasonal fruit. And only very poor families ate porridge. Well, these days, that's what people consider a health food. But it was only Dr. John Harvey Kellogg, a Seventh-day Adventist, a vegetarian, who created a revolution in American breakfasts, sold packaged cereals to people. His disciple, Charles Post Toasties, began widely marketing breakfast cereals as, quote, a health food to patients and consumers. And the rest is history. Our breakfasts these days are a lot less healthy. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine Phenomenon. You can listen to podcasts. You can download our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Have yourselves a great holiday. It's coming up for many of you. And I'll be back next week. I'm Dr. Roland Hoffman.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.